Okay, let's begin. Close your eyes. And straighten your spine. Just take a minute or so to adjust your posture. Chin is slightly in, back of your neck is straight, the shoulders are down. Your hands on your lap. And whatever comes to your consciousness, just observe. If you have a pain in part of your body, then the sensation may feel increase, you'll feel more stronger. Or if you're worrying about something, then that thought, of course, with feelings, you notice more. You may think you do not think or feel anything particular, then just observe that feelings. Nothing good or bad, just our feelings, just thoughts, just a sensation. Then let's gently focus or observe the breathing. Again, nothing wrong or right. So just observe or feel. Air is coming in, air is coming out. Through your nostril or through your mouth, or both. You do not have to control it. You do not have to judge it. You do not have to change it. Just to observe. Then let's use entire body to breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. And this time, the love is coming in. And your tiredness, your fear, your worry is coming out. Whatever you want to receive comes in. Gentleness, kindness, joy, happiness, stillness, abundance, unlimitedness, whatever you want to receive, you can receive. And whatever you want to let go, going out. The universe is breathing. When universe breathes out, we receive. When universe breathes in, we let go. Give. You can say, God breathes out the His love coming in. When He breathes in, your fear goes out, or your tiredness. Let's enjoy receiving and letting go. The universe or God never stop breathing, so you don't have to holding on to whatever you receive. You just receive. And whatever you don't want to keep, you just let go. God gives you anything and everything. So do not hesitate to ask. He's happy to give everything. And he's willing to take in your burden, your heaviness, your anger, your fear. You just let him do his work. His work of giving. You are unlimited. You have unlimited capacity. It's never too much. Love of God is unlimited. Joy of God is unlimited. Richness of God is unlimited. Stillness of God is unlimited. Happiness of God is unlimited. So you do not have to hold on to anything. It's constantly coming. You are constantly receiving. Do you know someone, anyone, who needs something. Who is calling for love, calling for joy? Do you know anyone? If you know, you can receive whatever the person wants for that person. You can receive God's love for someone who is in need, who is in desperate. You can receive peace for someone . You can receive for anyone, anything. All you need to receive for someone is just take that person's hand in your mind, and through you, the person can receive. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. Please repeat this idea in your mind. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. What to forgive? There is nothing to forgive. God created perfect. So nothing to forgive. But how about you? Do you see something or someone to be forgiven? If you have someone whom you haven't forgiven. You are angry. You want to avoid. You look down. You keep distance from. Because you don't see what God created. Instead, you made something else. You denied what God created. And you believe what you made. So you forgive what you made, what God created. It's perfect. It's not need forgiveness, but what we made need to be forgiven. Angry person. Miserable person, sick person, if you see someone who had some luck. You need forgiveness. You need forgiveness to your perception. God created perfect. God is giving all His love, all His joy, constantly. He shares everything with us. All of us, no exception. But if you see in your world, something is missing, something, some dark spot. Then you need forgiveness. You forgive the illusion you made, idols you made, fantasy you made. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. Any situations, any conditions, any persons, no matter what, forgiveness is the key to happiness. There is only one key. This key opens all the doors. And all the doors lead to happiness. Isn't it simple? That's the truth. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. It's the idea of workbook lesson 121 in A Course in Miracles. Remember, God exhales His love coming into you, coming into everyone. He shares everything with everyone, no exceptions. Keep this idea in feelings. Please put your head down slowly and come out from the meditation.
Yes.
Do you have a good sponsor,
Oh, no.
Oh, she said good.
Oh, she did?
Between an accent and my hard hearing, I may have misunderstood.
You sent me something about coming and reading together tomorrow night?
Yeah, about 6 to 7 we'll have spiritual reading practice.
Just reading to each other?
No, spiritual reading, just like the partner work like we do in class.
Oh, spiritual
Minji's coming, maybe
oh, cool.
Some others might come, I'm not sure.
Oh, great.